This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Ted Cruz continues to hammer the White House over its indifference over the pending torture of Miriam Ibrahim. Raised in the Sudan with a Christian mother and a Muslim father, Dr. Ibrahim professed a Christian faith and married an American Christian. Because of that, she was charged with adultery, held in prison, along with her two children, and awaits a death sentence and brutal flogging by Muslim officials unless Sudan meets resistance from nations like the U.S. Sandwiched between a disappointing ruling for pro-life advocates from a federal district court in Alabama and the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Hobby Lobby case, a judge in Colorado issued another strike against the HHS mandate for a Christian college who wanted to conscientiously object to the pregnancy interdiction mandate that includes birth control drugs that are often abortifacient. The tension is rising in what should be an historic week in Supreme Court rulings. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. With U.S. Senate elections just over 4 months away, Senate Democrats nevertheless feel confident enough to introduce a bill to reverse essentially every pro-life law in the U.S. While they call it the Women's Health Protection Act, it would expose women to gruesome abortion practices that would never be allowed in other surgical settings. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.